Korah, Ketiv Korah's Ani, we go, Tanru, Tanru Rabban, Chosen, Vehashushvinin, Vehodin, Vehuba, Betum, Nasminat Filo, Minat Filin. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
Chosen, the Chosen, Vehashushvinin, and his friends, what are the Shushvin? The people that are the Ikim Samchim. Vehol Bene Chuba, Betum, their part of Minat Filo from Davening, Minat Filin, from wearing Tulum, and Vehayav, Mikriashma. I'm going to have a creation of Mishum, Rabbi Shilo, Amu Chos and Potter, Chos and Nispa, the Hashushvinin, Vachom and Echuba Chayavin. Let's see Rashi on the bottom over here, Rashi says, they put him in a Natfila, the Ba'aya Kavana. Tfila requires Kavana. What is Rashi saying? Spashuk requires Kavana. Why would you think otherwise? What is Rashi telling you that Tfila requires Kavana? Of course it requires Kavana. I don't know, Natfilin, Mishum, the Shicha, Shichrus, the Kalus Reish. By a Chatuna, it's Shchiach, Shichrus, the Kalus Reish. The Chayav, the Kriyashma, the Mitzvah's Kavanasa in Ella Pasuk Lishon. The Chayav in Kriyashma, the Kavan is the first Pasuk. Vichom Leishav Daitan Shokitanik de Likwe Pasuk Lishon. Murdig Rashi. Rashi over here says that everyone there by the Chub, by all the friends, they're all Chayav in Kriyashma. Rashi is Megale. The Ikka Kriyashma is Shma. Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Many other Rishonim disagree. The whole Kriyashma is the whole parsha. The Ohafta, or at least to the pasuk Vahiyu Had Devarim Ha'ila Shanochi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levovecha. So Rashi says only the first pasuk. In the first pasuk, Yehilchim Chavim, to take away all the distractions for one moment. What about the Chasan? The Chasan obviously can't do even that. Vayita, next Rashi, Mishum Mishul Amu Chasan Pater Mikriyashma the Torah. A chosn is part of his Torah. V'shab ne'achob chayavin v'les luchu l'hanik tanoi ha'isik b'mitzvah b'patim ha'mitzvah. All of these tanoim, they do not hold. Wait. Let's take a step back. What did Rabbi Shilu come to argue on? Tanakam is a chosn v'hashushbin b'chob ne'achob b'tum minatfilin minatfilin v'chayav mikriyashma. Mishum Rabbi Shilu amru chosn b'atim chosn b'atim. So he disagrees. In other words, he holds everyone is potter. Everyone is potter from all of these things. They're potter from tefillah, from tefillin, and they're all chayav in kriyashma. However, Rabbi Shila says that the chosn is also potter from kriyashma. That's how Rashi learns. That's Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns over here, I'm sure there's machlokes Rishonim, but Rashi over here says potter from kriyashma to Torah. So the chosn is potter from everything in Gansan, according to Rabbi Shila, according to the Kamal, the chosn is chayav in kriyashma. Rishar b'nei chuvah chayav, ne chayav in what? They're chayav in kriyashma. But everything else, he agrees that they all exempt. The last luchu lani tenai ha'isik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. What does that mean to say over here? Why don't we say the ha'isik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah? Because everyone is chayef to some degree in something except for the chasan. It's not like this. Why don't we go say ha'isik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah? They don't hold that principle. So the kash now is, they don't know that principle, so what about tefillah? And what about tefillin? So it's mashma. Even though you oisek, those peturim are not a petur midin, oisek b'mitzvah, potem ben mitzvah. The reason why you don't wear tefillin, it's not a mokum to wear tefillin. It's not a matzav to wear tefillin, and it's not a matzav to daven. The petur of davening and the petur of tefillin is not because of oisek b'mitzvah, potem ben mitzvah. It's because these are not matzovim where it's even shaykh. There's a chilek. Here he's saying over there's a tif of art. There's a chilek of when a person is potter from doing certain things. Not everything in this world are you potter from because it's oisek b'mitzvah. There are matzovim where you potter because you just potter. Why is a person exempt from doing the mitzvah? So you can argue, you could say, you're never exempt. The only pechatimso, you're exempt, is your oisek b'mitzvah. But if you're not in that category, your oisek b'mitzvah, you automatically chayef. No, it's not true. Just because you're not doing a mitzvah, there are matzovim in life that put you in the position that you're potter. Tefillin. I'm saying over here that if it's since there's shichrus, and since there's a, what is it, kalas roish, this is not a matziv where you chayiv in tefillin. Not midin oisek b'mitzvah. Oh, so why don't we go say that you should take yourself out of that matziv, put yourself in the matziv since there's no petur pot oisek b'mitzvah. So why don't you put yourself in the matziv, leave the wedding hall, and go to a place where there'll be no shichrus and no kalas rosh, and now you'll be able to do it. Why not? I don't know. Maybe it seems that there are certain situations where you just can't extract yourself. If you're part of, you're chosin's best friend, you're his parents, you're part of the family, you just can't extract yourself. It's like you're a hostage in this situation. And since this situation, this kalas rosh, you can't. And it's not because of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. An ovel. What's the pshat? An ovel is patur from everything. So how do you learn pshat an ovel is patur? Is it because ovel he has an obligation to be oisik in the mitzvah of kvura? Is that how many we should learn? The reason why an ovel is patur because it's on his plates to make sure the mace is buried. So therefore, Chazal removed from all obligations. Is that a geder of oisek ben mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah? Or is that a geder? No, he's in a matzav now where he's just potter, because in such a situation, where he's in this frame of mind, or this situation, it's not a din of oisek ben mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah. Okay, right in the Gemara. Tanya. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they who write it, the merchants of the merchants of the wholesalers and the retailers, even techeles, which is not tashmishay kedusha, it's only tashmishay mitzvah. They are peturin mikriyashma minatfilo minatfilin mikol mitzvah whisper Torah. Lekayim divi Rabbi Yosef Lulish Rabbi Yosef Luli Oimer ha'oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Therefore, here the Gemara is presenting a new opinion that, according to Rashi, the first Tikkun Gemara was teaching you a petur because of you don't have the presence of mind to be mechavim. And then we learned about the competition. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. He holds this a thing in this principle called Oisek b'mitzvah potem en ha-mitzvah, which is much more encompassing, which goes so far to exempt even the merchants, the wholesale, the retailer, and even Meichrei Tcheles, they're torahed in making sure that Klal Yisrael has what they need. That's called the mitzvah, the potem en ha-mitzvah. Vayitlasi Rashi says, Meichrei Tagrehen, Halaykhim mehen kede limkar ulaham tzion litzarech lohen. Notice Rashi's delicate words. You only can be considered to be oisek mitzvah when you're in the business, not for yourself. Ulaham tzion, to make these items available for those who need them. If you ask the average guy today who's in the business, they really say about themselves, the reason why I'm in this business because I'm doing it l'shem shemayim, I want to make it available for the members of Klal Yisrael that have tefillin and mezuzos, today's day and age, if it wouldn't be you, it'll be someone else. They're a dime a dozen. The competition is ferocious, fierce. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line and say that a person who's a merchant, he's in the business, the business is called l'shem shemayim, ad kdei kach, that he does not have to daven. Because he's busy negotiating with the airlines how to ship the tefillin and the mezuzos from place to place. Because is it because he really wants to make them available for people? If he wouldn't get it from the airline, get it from someone else. He needs to make a parnasa. Where do you draw the line? You don't see today people involved in the business exempting themselves from kriya shma until you don't see that. You don't see that. You see people that are always in this business, adarabah, the more meticulous to be medactic and davening. Those who travel on the way by day, petunim in asukah, biyoim. Okay, so if you're traveling on the road by day, you potter. The chayavin balayla, at night you chayav because you stop. Holchei drachem balayla. If you travel at night, petunim in asukah in balayla. The chayavin biyoim. Holchei drachem biyoim uva layla, petunim in asukah bein liyam bein balayla. On an airplane, are you allowed to eat lunch on an airplane? Absolutely, 100%. Called holchei drachem. When you're traveling on the airplane, you're allowed to. Do people eat on the go on Chalamoy, they travel on the airplane, do they eat? Well, if it's a short flight, you don't have to, because you can eat before you go when you arrive. But let's say push comes to shove, and you're running late to get the plane, and you ran out of the house, you dive in quickly, and you ran to the airport, you just barely got onto the plane, and you're traveling to California, it's a 6-hour flight, and you need breakfast, and you need lunch, you need dinner the night before, and you're starving. Are you allowed to eat food on the airplane So you tell the pilot, can you please open the tap? So we'll have a some schach. The halacha is it's mutter lechatchila. I believe it's mutter lechatchila, right? Is that the halacha? I remember hearing this from someone. You called holchei drachim. Holchei drachim a potter min asuka. Bein v'yamim v'layla. Halachim l'dvar mitzvah. Let's say someone's going to dvar mitzvah. But between bein v'yamim v'layla, and you're going for dvar mitzvah, then even though you're only going, even though you're only traveling part of the time, Rashi, holchim l'dvar mitzvah, between b'yom v'layla, afal pi she'en holchim el b'yom. Even though you're only traveling by day, why? Umishum ditridim v'doyagim b'machsheves ha-mitzvah. Uvitikuneha. Is it an unbelievable Rashi? Since they're torahed, and they're in a state of daiga, they're worried, they're preoccupied in thoughts of the mitzvah, and uvitikuneha, to make sure it's done in the most appropriate fashion, piturin min ha-mitzvah. Unbelievable. Holchein l'var mitzvah between bein v'yom and bein b'layla. Ki yichod rav chista, v'rav barav huna. Ki havi ayle b'shabata d'regila. They went to the Shabbat Regila on the Regel. I guess with Shabbos Chalamoid, right? L'choy was Shabbos Chalamoid. He gave a shir and they had to travel to reach the destination where the shir was being held, to the Reish Kalusa. Haviganu Arakta de Sura. So they, what would they do? They would dwelt in the Arakta de Sura. What's Arakta de Sura mean? What does Rashi say? Arakta de Sura. There is no Rashi. I don't know what this means. Go to the Perush in the Masifta. And he says here, Arakta de Sura, Yeshenim bedrochim al sfas hanar. Okay, Arakta means the river of Sura. And they did not sleep in a sukkah. They did not sleep in a sukkah. And people were very surprised. How could it be that these Talmidei Chachamim mit sukkos? You're not sleeping in a sukkah? Amri, they said, Anan shluchei mitzvah anan upiturin. We're shluchei mitzvah and we are exempt. Rashi. And Rashi does say, Arakta means al sfas hanar. Shomer, that's it. All he says, Shluchim Tadam Shabo L'Shmoya Hadrashu L'Hakmil Pnei Reish Kalus. This is an incredible Kiddush. Rashi teaches that Shluchim Mitzvah is even a person that's going to learn Torah. Two things. To learn Torah and be Mekabel the Rebbe. Chayiv Adam L'Hakmil Pnei Rabbi Bregel. So that makes you know, that, so that's called a Shluchim Mitzvah. Yoisik mamish b'mitzvah. Some reason that this idea of going to learn Torah is begeder shlucha. We ordinarily think a shlucha mitzvah means you have a mission. You're a messenger. You're a messenger. You have a satchel. In the satchel is a chresnish, some important document, and you're going somewhere. Vaita l'beirush kolusa havigadig arakta the suya amri anan shluchim mitzvah anan upturin. Vaita tarabon shomer ha'ir, guardians of the city, b'yoyim p'turim minasukah b'yoyim. V'chayavim b'layla chayv ha'night. Shomer ha'ir b'layla p'turim minasukah b'layla v'chayavim b'yoyim. You know what this really means? It means the Talmidei Chachamim. Who are the shomer ha'ir? The people that learn Torah. How come people are sitting in the Beis Medrash on Sukkos and learning Torah in the Beis Medrash and not in the Sukkah? Learning in the Sukkah. So it's not so comfortable in the sukkah, but it's that this is the mitzvah sayoyim. Teretz is
Teishvu
kein to do. So that's the mitzvah. They should go learn in the sukkah. No, they should go learn in the sukkah. What? Teretz is the shayim rehoir. They have another mitzvah. People who learn Torah are the shayim, the real guardians of Klal Yisrael, and they have to be as comfortable as necessary in order to achieve the mission, to be the guardians of Klal Yisrael. Shomer ha'ir b'yoyim, p'turim min asukah b'yoyim. V'chayavim b'layla. Shomer ha'ir b'layla, p'turim min asukah b'layla, v'chayavim b'yoyim. Shomer ha'ir b'yoyim b'yoyim b'layla, p'turim min asukah b'yoyim b'yoyim b'layla. Rashi says, Shomer, no, that's really the next piece of Gemara, Vaita. Shomer ganois upardesim, people who guard gardens and orchards, petunim bein v'yom b'layla, period. Rashi, shem gargoyles u'pardesim, ein zazin misham may live there. In fact, the Gemara v'levet sukkah, lekos v'chasim v'leis. So what's the problem? Let them go make a sukkah where they are in the garden. Abaya Omar, teishvu kein tuduru. Rashi, k'derech shehu dar kol hashana b'beisai, his ki kosai toro l'haniach dira, so to leave your dira, b'lodur kan b'suka, im mitoisav u'klei tashmishai u'matza oisav, with his bed and his utensils, u'matz oisav. What does that mean? His mats, his reclining chair, this person cannot bring, you have to live in the circle we live at home, and since in a hut, in a garden, in an orchard, it is not possible to bring into this location your svarmshank and all of your smartphone charger. You can't bring all of these things into the sukkah. There are not enough outlets for these things. Memela, there's no din of, it's not going to be a teshu, can you do memela potter? Vaita. Rav Amar, Pirtso Koru Laganov. If you can have a sukkah in the garden or the orchard, then you're not going to be focusing on your job. And that's going to be an invitation to a ganov to take advantage. Vait my benai, what's the nafka mean if the din is because of teshu came to do a pirtso Koru Laganov? My benai, you call minater karya de pera. You're guarding a pile of fruit. So for that, there's no pirtso Koru Laganov. You're not guarding anything very valuable. Rashi, let's see the Rashi before that. Pirtso Koru Laganov, Moshel Hedyot too. This is a Moshel Hedyot expression. V'yavkan Aganov, Roya Oysa Yoshe B'sukkah. The Ganov sees him in the sukkah, sleeping. And now he's vulnerable. He's not paying attention. V'hu nichnas v'goynev aperis l'ruach acheris on the other side. Karya de pere, a pile of food, kri shal pere, shehu tamid lefanav, it's always in front of him, v'yachol l'shoyman v'ein kan pirtso Koru Laganov. There's no pirtso Koru Laganov in this case. You have cameras, you have all these different electronic gadgets that you can detect what's going on. The mele, therefore, then the halacha would demand that he should go into the sukkah because he can guard it the same way as in the sukkah, the way he's guarding it outside the sukkah. Okay, but if it's because of teshu came to duru, you're still not going to be able to bring into the hut all of your kalim, your creature comforts. Then you'll be exempt from sukkah. Next sugya. Cholim u'misham shehem. Cholim, the attendants are going to be exempt. Turn on. Cholash amru loy cholash shem sakana loch afil cholash shem sakana. Even the cholah, it's not b'shakana, it's exempt. Afil chash be'enav. This is the smallest degree of cholshav. Afil chash b'roshay. Amar Rab and Shimon Wilp Hamachas Chashti be'enai be'kesari. I was in Kesar. In, how do you pronounce that in English? Caesarea. Is that what it's called in English? Caesarea? What's Kesar in English? Kesar. Kesari. I was in Kesar, near a place, and I had a pin in my eyes. The Hitli Rabbi Yossi Beribi, Rabbi Yossi, the great one, he permitted me Lishon Ani Ai Umeshamshai Chutz L'Sukkah. Now that's the Chish. Not only was I allowed to sleep outside the Sukkah, even my servants. Because you would say, because he was a person who was a distinguished person, he needs people to be Meshamishim. So just because I don't feel well and I need to go indoors, who says that my servants need to go indoors? My servants, no, I'll have to fend for myself. So I guess that's the chesh. Not only was he allowed to go inside, since he was accustomed to be served by these people, they go with the Rebbe. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil, Rabbi Yossi Beribi, Rabbi Yossi HaChocham, the wise man, Chodif Shebidoroi, who Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Vait, next piece of Gemara. Vait. Rav Sharul Rav Acha Bardla. Rav permitted Rav Acha Bardla Lemigno Vikilso de Sukha Mishum Baki to dwell in a kilsa. Kilsa means like a bed, like a canopy, because of the bugs. The baki, ois gimel on the side, aruch perish, chicane current, lepishpish, lepashpish, barav, yvyesham, zavuvim kitanim, where there are two perushim. The second perish means bugs. Zavuvim, the first perish in the aruch says, lepishpish, what's a pishpish? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, lemigna bekilta, v'afal pisha yesh la gag, v'gvoya asara, v'havi ki'ilu chutz l'sukkah. We learned this yesterday. We learned 2 days ago that if you have a gag, under those that slept under the bed, and the bed was 10 tefachim tall, so the bed is an oil. So when you have an oil, it's mafsik between the real schach. Baki, what's baki? Over here it says, an old French word, which I don't know what that word is, or a Zion on the side. It says here, Yitushim. Ke Yitushim, gnats. Fine, weiter. So we have here a halach, Rav Sholer of Acha Bardula, Limigna, to sleep, Bekilta, in a canopy, which was a chatzitza. It's now an oil, and it's a chatzitza to the schach, when Besukkah, Mishum, Bochi, because of the bugs. Next, Rav Sholer, Rav Acha Bar Adwa, Limigna bar mi mat lila mi mat lalta mishum sircha digar gishta. Rashi says sircha digar gishta karko levana shaytachin ba karkis hasuka, white earth, they would smear the earth. What's the case of Nachamol's case over here, Nachamol? Rav Acha, Rav Shari Leil Rav Acha Bar Ada Lemigna Bar outside the sukkah, Lebar Mimat Lalta. So Mimat Lalta means, I guess, means outside the sukkah. So it's a fancy term for the sukkah. Why? Because of Mishum Sircha Digar Gishta, the earth annoyed him. He was allergic to the fragrance of this white earth. And therefore, he was mitzta'er. He was permitted to go outside the sukkah. Rava tamedim rava mitzta'er potim in a sukkah. So this is a new sugya of mitzta'er. Mitzta'er is potim in a sukkah. V'cho anantan choyle nu misham sheim potim in a sukkah. Choyle in mitzta'er loy. We learned there's no potim of tzar. In the Mishnah, it says the only one that is exempt from a sukkah is dafka choyle, not a mitzta'er. The Gemara says, Amri choyle hu umish. Amri, they answered, Choyle, who misham shah paturim, mitztair, who potter, misham shah vloy. So that's the answer. That's what we said before. There's a chilek. Everyone agrees, but the answer not called there, tzvei mine paturim in a sukkah. There's a choyles potter, and there's a mitztair. There are different types of situations. A choyle, he's potter to adkadekach, that even the his misham shah are allowed to escort him, allowed to accompany him. But a mitzta'er, only he is potter, but the mishamshav are not potter. What's the tak of the chiluk? Let's give you the Rashi. Rashi mitzta'er shasukah mitzaratoi. Rashi is interesting with Nusr and Rashi. The sukkah itself is what gives him tzar. Isn't that strange, Nusr? The sukkah is what gives him tzar. All right, weiter. Let's go weiter. Two or three eggs. Why two or three eggs? Four eggs is considered a meal. How do you know it's considered a meal? Shabbos Kiddush. If you on Shabbos eat mizoynay, you eat, no, the whole week. If you eat during the whole week, four eggs worth of pas habab kisnin, and you're satisfied. You do not have to eat for 6 hours. Halacha psuka, you have to bench. You have to recite Birchas Hamazon, even though you only said a mezonos. If you know in advance that you're going to be eating four kizesim of pasta baba kis, then you're going to be satisfied, then you have to recite a hamaitzi. You don't have to wash. But you have to wash? I don't know what the halacha is. Only bread, you have to wash on bread, you have to wash for sure, but you have to wash on mezonos? I don't know the answer. But if go to a Shabbos Kiddush. This happens very often. People go to a Shabbos Kiddush and they start eating and eating and eating, and they have to eat though at least four eggs worth of pas habab kisnin. A beitza is 1.9 ounces. Basically two schnapps cups. The standard disposable whiskey shots that you find at a Kiddush, the small ones, is exactly 1 ounce. If you can shove into that cup mezoinos, fill up two of those, that's approximately one egg. So if you have eight schnapps cups, and you put into those eight schnapps cups mezoinos, in the category of possible bekistin, that's the start. Now, are you satisfied? If you eat just the mezoinos you put into those cups, are you satisfied? Not necessarily. It's a lot of food, but you'll probably still be hungry when you go home. Now, in addition to those eight schnapps cups of of mezonos, you also have fish, herring, pcha, cholent, potato kugel, luxury kugel, yoshalmi kugel, meat platters, liver, and other things they serve at the kiddush. And now you're really satisfied, and there's no more room to eat until shalosh sudas. You mechuyev, according to halacha, without any room to wiggle, to bench. Four beitzim of mezonos, and you have to be satisfied. You're allowed to use the other items to be mitzvah for satisfaction. What happens if you eat six eggs worth of mezonos? That's much worse. Six eggs is mamish. Even if, then if you're not, if you eat six eggs and you're not satisfied, I think that's a shayla. That's something of a halacha. If you could say birchas hamazon for six eggs, which is 12 schnapps cups of mezonos, even if you're not satisfied, if you eat 21 eggs worth of food and you're starving, that's half the shir for challah, approximately. Then you have to bench no matter what. Did you ever have that experience? Eating 21 eggs worth of mezonos? Pass over kistin. Vait. The kamachilas arai omra. So that's why the Gemara says two or three eggs. Because once you get to four eggs, you have now entered into the zone of an achilas keva. Vait. The kamachilas arai omra of Yosef tarte oitlas bay. Omra abai was zin sagin many times. Sagil limish bahachi. What are you talking about? Two or three eggs is more than enough. He says over here that a full meal, many people can be satisfied eating two or three eggs. That's enough. How much you have to eat already? How much already can you put into your stomach? How could you permit a person to eat outside the besukkah to eat mezonos or bread of two or three eggs worth of bread? That's a plenty big meal. So Elo Rabbi Kidatoim Bar Be Rav Ayolakala. The answer is, you know what's called the natima? What a student eats before he goes to the kala. What this means when you eat by the chasen's tish. What does this mean over here? You eat in the yichud room. You eat in the who's the you eat by the shver? Or you eat by go on a date? Obviously not. Kala means the Torah. The Torah is the kala. How much eat for breakfast before you go to first seder? First seder is called l'chu likras kala malchasa. Okay, going to first seder or going to second seder, you eat lunch and then you go to second seder. How much are you gonna eat already? You want to go learn. You don't have time to sit and waste time there, sit in the dining room and fress away and shmooze and talk lashon hara and talk about every nairish kai in the world. You eat a teeny amount. You're in a rush to go learn Torah. L'kal is a Torah. Let's see over here what Rashi. Rashi over here says, Tarte otlas, shtayim o sholosh pamim yitein l'soich piv. Ooh, wait a minute. He says over a different vart. Rashi says a morzik gazach. He doesn't say a beitza. I thought it says beitza. What is over here in the Gemara? The Gemara over here says, Tarte utlas be'e. Ois dalet on the side of the Gemara. Yesh garsin bitzi'e. Miloshin bitzia sapas v'nuli shekein hoi l'fnei Rashi. Dikduke sarif. So therefore, the Rashi taka doesn't have the word beitz and egg. Rashi didn't have a different girsa. Our girsa is two or three eggs. The fact that Rashi says shtayim u'shalosh pa'amim yit m'sach piv, obviously Rashi did not have the word be'e in his version. His version it said either nothing, or his dalit says his version says bitzia. Bitzia means pieces. Bitzia sapas. You put into your mouth two or three pieces, which Rashi says you put into your mouth two or three times a very small amount of food. Fine. The Gemara says, so Abayi says, oh, but many times that's not sufficient. So the Gemara says, you're right. The answer is, next Rashi, Rabbi Balakala, Baboiker, Kisholchin, Lebes HaMedrash, Vidoyeg, Shema, Yimashru HaShemuoyz. And you're worried, Yimashru, there's going to be a long shear today. Unbelievable, Rashi says. The reason why the Talmud is eating breakfast is not because he's hungry. It's because he will be hungry. Because maybe the Rebbe is going to be marich in the shir. He's going to be marich in the shir. And the shir is not going to be over for a very, very long time. So then he knows that even though he's supposed to finish the shir at 1 o'clock, who knows? The Rebbe may keep them there in the shir until 5 o'clock, and he's going to be very, very hungry. So mainly you want to prepare in advance. Shema Yimashecha. Isn't that amazing? Such a zach like this? Amazing. I remember I read a story with Yoshua Ber Soloveitchik. He came from Boston, I think twice a week. And he was going to miss his flight or miss the train. And he was very deep in the sugya. And the boys, I think, were also twitching. They wanted to go ready. And he clapped that on the desk. And he says, no one is leaving, no matter what, until we figure out pshat and this tesis. No one's going. Lock the doors. That's what it really means. Shema Yimashech. You have a Rebbe like that, you're in good shape, right? Weiter in the Gemara. Tanan Rabbanan. Oichlu machilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Ye'i nachilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Ve'ein yeshenim t'shenes arai chutz l'sukkah. You're not allowed to go to my daf yom yishir on Chalamoid. You know that? It's osser. Because you're going to end up going to falling asleep. It's forbidden. If you go to learn, you go to learn. But you're not allowed to go to sleep. And you go to come over here, you're going to fall asleep. You're going to fall asleep. This is going to be called a shenas. The truth is, this is not a violation. Because by me, it's a shenas keva. I could put you out like no one else. Vayit. Yishem shenas arai chutzuk. My time. Om ramashi. The gezer shem yirdoim. Why not a shenas arai? You may lead into a shenas keva. Om le abayim. Why don't we say the same principle regarding tefillin? You're allowed to wear it from the shenas arai. Why? Maybe it'll come to shenas keva, and the shenas keva will come libe hafacha to pass gas. Lecha shema yudam amam rav yosef rei rav levilai b'moiser shenaso lachedim. Where you go, you have a shomer. Hashemer Shabbos, you get over to Hashemer to make sure to wake you up. That's in the Chanaim, so it comes to the mask of the tefillin. You're not allowed to wear a tefillin, Hashem Asarai. You may fall asleep. Mask, if Lord Rav Mishrashio, Arveich, Arav Etzorich. The cosigner needs a cosigner. If you tell the guy, listen, I'm going to sleep, you wake me up. Who's going to wake up? The waker-upper. Yeah? Vaita. So the Gemara says, how are you going to do that? Arvetzach. Elo Omar Rabba Rav Chanan Yochanan B'Meniach Rosh Ben Birkov Askinan. We're going to a case where when it says Shenes Arai, it's mutter. It's only where you put your head between your knees. In other words, you're not lying down in a comfortable position. If you lie down in a comfortable position, even temporarily, there's a concern you may... Though you may enter into a deep sleep, but if you take a shenes arai in a sitting position, then it's uncomfortable. There's no concern that it will lead to a deep sleep. Rav Amar ein keva l'shena. Rav says nope, it's osir. It is categorically ridiculous. There's no thing as keva l'shena. What is Rav coming to say? Look at Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maskel says. Rave Omar, l'shema yidim lo yichai, we're not concerned, you're going to deep sleep. That's what's mean, Shari. It was sukkahayin of time with the osa, shenas arai, l'fish, ein keva l'shena, v'ein b'chiluk b'ein keva l'arai, l'inyin sukkam, shen adam kaveh atzmo l'shena, she'epamim, she'ena yelam, minam nimad v'day b'kach, hilkach zuhi yishena osai, v'gabay tefillin the time of shema yofiach, b'chem v'lav mishum yisr shena, b'noyim purto, unbelievable Rashi. So Rashi over here is saying also here that in the Chanami, there are different reasons. When it comes to tefillin, the prohibition mishum of hafacha, a person may come to pass gas. A person will only pass gas when he goes into a deep sleep. But for a small sleep, then there's no passing gas. It's mutter. When it comes to sukkah, the issue is not passing gas. The issue is sleeping. You're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. What is called a sleep? There's no difference whether it's what you call arai, you call keva. Sleep is sleep. This is not teshu. This is not what you're supposed to, that's part of living in the bayis. The ik of living in the bayis is to sleep. Vaita. Okay? When it comes to Chanukah, you have the Zelbazach. This is the most common shayla. The most common shayla is, where do you light Chanukah neros when you're eating during the Zman in one place, but you're coming home to sleep in your home? Where do you light your Chanukah candles? If, let's say when the Zman Hadlokas neros begins, you're located in by your parents or somewhere, and then you're going to be there for a couple of hours, and then you're going to go home, you're not staying, you're going home to sleep. Where do you light Chanukah? So Me'ikar Hadin, you're supposed to light where you sleep. And you're like, yeah, you got a big problem, because you can't really eat until you light candles, so you can't eat by your parents, and they're probably having a party, and you're going home to sleep somewhere else. So this is a very big problem, because the Ikar place of where you are, where you live, is where you sleep. And this is connected to Sukkot, because on Sukkot, the Ikar Mokim is sleeping. The Ikar Mitzvah of Sukkot, Teishu, came to do is sleep. And that's why even Ashenas Arai is also. Achilas Arai outside the Sukkah is mutter. But Ashenas Arai, that's also. Because sleep is sleep. When a person eats, look, but people eat, where do they eat? Look, there's a very big industry of restaurants. But many people, they go out to eat. They eat breakfast in this place, they eat lunch here, they eat dinner here, they eat at home, they eat in the office, they eat all the place. Sleeping? You go home to sleep. That says it all. This is Kisham Besai. Listen, you can go away. You can go away to a chves, you can go to a hotel, you can go over here, but eating, you eat outside the house also. But Besai, Ner Ish Ubesai, Kisham Besai, the Ikar Bayis is where you sleep. And you see that Allah illustrated clearly in the laws of Sukkah, and this carries over to Chanukah. Okay, Vayit in the Gemara. Next is Rav Amayin Kevul Shem Tani Tani Chulim One Brice Yoshein Adam Betfilin Shenes Arai Avol Shenes Keva V'Tan Yidach Ben Keva Ben Arai Is Osti Rav V'Tan Yidach Loi Keva. Now we're looking at the moment. The first white line in the bottom. Tani Chod Yoshein Adam Betfilin Shenes Arai Avol Loi Shenes Keva V'Tan Yidach Ben Keva Ben Arai. Both are permitted. V'Tan Yidach Loi Keva Avol Loi. Nothing is permitted. We have a three-way machlokes stira. Tell me, did you ever count the whole shas? Does the Rebbe, the great Rebbe, Mishol Liman Shlita, otherwise known as Marcus Liman II, tell me how many places in the entire shas, 2,711 daven in shas, do you find a triple contradiction? Normally it's Tani Chada Azoi, but Tani Chada Azoi, it's two. How often do you find in the entire shas a stira, three-way stira? It's like bases loaded. How many stories of you know?
Lahavdil.
Three. This is a unique Gemara. If we really can learn Gemara, well, we should really appreciate every word it says. We would know the answer on the spot. I don't know the answer. Vaita. So kama shenes arai tani rabbi 100 amois is no rest. Loikasha, ha dinakle biyade, ha dimanche breshe. So the answer is, if you're holding in your hands, Rashi, loikaval v'loyarai. Also, no matter what, shema yiblu biyade. If you're holding the tefillin in your hands, you're not allowed to take even a small nap, because you may let go and may fall on the floor. Ha dimanche breshe. The case number two, you're holding on your head, Rashi. Arai mutter v'keva also shema yafiach. If it's you're wearing it on your head, then arai is mutter, but keva is aser. Ha de paris sudra ilavei. When is it aser in Gansin? Where you paris sudra lei hanicham eitzel mirashoisa bein keva bein arai deloy nidnetor lemalachi hashares. When is it going to be permitted entirely? If you take them off your head, and you put it on your pillow next to you, and you cover it with a sudar to cover it. It should not be mutal b'zoyin. Then you're allowed to sleep. Even Rashi says very interesting. Le'nidne terle malach yashar. It's expected a person is expected. He's allowed to do this. Okay. Fine. What is the Shana Sarai? Tani Rami Bar, by Yecheskel Kehiluchem Be'a Amma, the amount of time it takes to walk 100 Amos. Rashi, how much is that? There is no Rashi on that. Tainam Yachi, Hayoshin, Betfilin, Roy Kerry. Now you go, Nu Halacha. A person is wearing, is sleeping with Tfilin. The Roy Kerry. So what's Halacha Rashi? Tzarech, Lesalka, Mirosha, Be'oid HaKerry Allah. You have to immediately remove the Tfilin. I guess this is Tfilas Ezra. Before the time of the Matir, because you're not allowed to be wearing tefillin when the person in the matzah of Sin Keri, he's tameh. Oichei, so what do? You're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to go touch. Tzarech l'salkel meirosh be'oyin hakeri olaf. So what do? Oichei is v'ritzua. You should take the ritzuos. You should take the ritzuos. So what do? Ve'enoi. Turn the pages over here. Ve'enoi. We turn the page. The Ein Oicha is B'Ktzitza. You do not take hold of the Ktzitza, you do not take hold of the Tefillin themselves. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. V'chachamim Oimrim, Nachum say. Let's see over the Rashi first. V'lo Yoicha is B'Ktzitza, Tehein Tefillin Atzim, the Fus Moshavan Ritzuan, the Tefillin themselves, the Fus Moshavan Uritzuan. What is that word, Ritzuan? Over here on Ois Aleph on the side, the Ribuan. It says here on the side of the word, there's a Taos Hadfus. Instead of Uritsuon, which sounds like Uritsuois, it means the Ribuon, it means the square part. So what does that mean exactly? I'm a V'doybel B'Sav L'Gidin, V'an Zokin, Arboim Sod, Kitzutzei Tfilin, 40 Sov, Kitzutzei Tfilin, of the boxes of Tfilin, fine. So the Ein Oiches B'Ketzit, so do not take the Tfilin themselves, but rather take the Uritsuois. Who says all of this? Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. V'chacham Oimrim, Yashin Adam B'Tfilin Shana Sarai, Avol Shana Skva. Let's see over here. For nationalists, wait, what's the right of it? We'll go back to the previous page. The previous page, Tanyanami Hach Us. What is Tanyanami? Tanyanami Hach, we're going to teach over here the Zman. Okay? When we're saying about Tanyanami Hach, we're discussing in a not related halacha, teaching about the amount of time a person, the amount of time that a person is called a Shenas Arai. Vein Oiches Bixit of the Rabbi Yaakov. Chabacham say Yoshon the Besun Shenas Arai, Avalosh Shenas Keva, Benash Shenas Keva. The Kam Shenas Arai, Kol Kidei Hiluch Mea Amor. Vaita. Next halacha. Omar Av, Osli Adam Lishen Biyohim Yosef, Mishenas Asos. In general, a person is not allowed to sleep during the day more than the amount of time that a horse sleeps. The Kam Shenas Asos, Shisin Nishmei, 60 breaths. How much is 60 breaths? About a half an hour. I'm going to buy you. Shinose de Mar, the sleep of Mar, who's Mar? Rashi, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Kidrav, Udrav, Kidrebi, Uchudrebi, Kidavid, Uchudavid, Kidisusio. David slept the same amount of time like a horse. Udisusio is Shishin Nishmei, 60 breaths. Abaya havi noim kidemal mi pumidis le koche. Abaya Rashi. Let's see the Rashi over here. Kirav Rav the menulama midas shinasa. Shahi yoshin Rav biyoim kishir. That's what he slept. The Rashi over here says a mordi gazach. Rashi over here says that they slept during the day. Rashi says the sleep over here is not the amount of sleep they did at night. That is not telling us. The amount of sleep at night could very well have been more. Maybe it was many hours. It doesn't tell us about the amount of sleep they did at night. It's telling us how much they did during the day. The men alumni rabbi the shnas, the shayyosh rabbi yom kishir zed, the rabbi kadu rabbi, rabbi alumni mi rabbi, so vakod mi rabbi nakodesh, shagadu mi etzloi. Rabbi ki David, kaki bo mi avoy, so shizucha yitzashen as David melech Yisrael. David melech Yisrael, this is the tradition of how much he slept, and she's in Nishmei, whatever that word means, is days in the side of the Gemara. What is that? That means it means Nishimais. Havinon b'yoyim. Next, we have Nai Gemara. Nishimais Gemara. Abaya havinoyim. So Abaya, when he took a nap during the day, how long was his nap? It was kidma'ayil mi pumbaditsa lebekuche. The amount of time it takes to travel from pumbaditsa to bekuche. Name of a place. Rashi. Naim b'yoyim. Rashi keeps on emphasizing this is the amount of sleep they slept during the day. It's not discussing how much they slept at night. We don't know how much at night. But during the day, they slept a small amount. It was the amount of time it took to travel from Kimel Mimimudis Lebe Kuche, the Mefarish Mokim Acher Tavish Shisin Parsoi. It's 60 Parsoi. 60 parsa. Rabbi Yosef said, "And Masai Otzel Tishkav, how long will the lazy man sleep? Talkum Mishinascha, wake up from your sleep." So it seems that the amount of time it takes to travel 60 parsa. Okay, now 60 parsa. How long does it take to travel one parsa? One parsa is 4 mil, 18 minutes. So what does this mean exactly? What does this mean exactly? The Mefarish Rabakam Acher Dahavi Shisa Parse. Let's see over here the Mefarish. There's nothing over here on the Rashi. The Mefarish over here says, over here in Ois Yud, in the Mesifta, it says, Mefarash Makam Achashim, Amerech Vinayim Achayah Sheyonah, it says Sheish Parsois, not 60. Sheish Parsois. So, how can we say we're 60? Rashi says here, the Shir is, Shisa Makam Acher, Dahave Shisa, I made a mistake, it was my mistake. Six parsa. Now, Rashi uvenoida b'Yehudas kasav she'ele yodei hechon nisparish kach u'maratzchiyos hev yishyesh agosim b'Rashi shtei parsois. Now, what is shtei parsois? That's going to be 36 minutes. Correct? 36 minutes. What is a parsa? We hold a parsa, it's 4 mil, 18 minutes. The amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil is 8. The amount of time it takes, I'm sorry. 1 mil. 1 mil is 18 minutes. 4 mil is 72 minutes. Multiply that by 2. So that's 144 minutes. How many hours are there? What is 144 divided by 60? What does that ever say? 144 divided by 60. Let's see. Oh no, I gotta plug this in. 144 divided by 60 equals 2.4 hours. He slept 2.4 hours. Now multiply that by 2, 4, 6, by 3. By 3, according to our Gersa, he slept 7.2 hours. If you look the Gersa, the way we have it, our Gersa, our original Gersa, he slept 7.2 hours. Right? We have six parsois. No, by day. Right, the Gemara says, having, look at Rashi, having noyim bayoim kimeil mipum b'dis lebe kuche de mefarish b'mokim acher da havi shiso parsoi, six parsoi. So six parsoi, a parsoi is 4 mil. Each mil is 18 minutes. 18 by 4 is 72. And multiply that by 6, it comes out to 7 hours, .2, which is 15 minutes. 7 hours and 15, a little bit less. Let's say 7 hours and 10 minutes, which is a normal amount of time to sleep. By day, he slept this. So I guess what it means is, he did not sleep at night at all. Ein adam koine roif chachmasai, ela balayla. He did not sleep at night at all. He slept the entire day, and he slept this amount of time during the day. And they said that he was a lazy person. He called upon him, "You're a lazy person." He said, "Now, obviously, it's a little bit difficult. He's such a long man to sleep for these people." So that's why on the over here in the Masifta, it says there's another gear that says they slept for two parsa. Two parsa would be 2.5 hours, a little bit less than 2.5 hours. If that's all he got the entire day, okay, then maybe that's even that he held was too much. David slept, it seems, in total, grand total, not more than 30 minutes. Shisha, the breath of a horse. Okay. Okay, weiter. So, Tanuban, I must say, Otzel Tishkav, Mosai Tokum Mishnosra. Tanu Rabbanon. Hanichnas Lishon, Bayoim Rotzel Cholitz, a person who wants to sleep by day, and he's wearing tefillin. So what is the halacha? What must he do? Ratzah, chaylitz, ratzah, manich. If he wants, he can take them off. If he wants, he can keep his tefillin on. Belayla, if he goes at night, let's say it's nighttime, chaylitz, he has no choice. The ein manich, divrei Rabbi Yosi, 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 Rabbi Yos must take off tefillin no matter what. Children have to take off the tefillin even by day. They have no choice because regilim b'tuma. What's the tuma? I guess it means zera, shechva zera, regilim b'tuma. Bachudim, he calls them bachudim, young men. By young people. Does that mean, let's say taka they see carry? It means all the way tefillin. I'm an abaya. It means no. What it means over here is be yaladim unishoisehen imohen. Ask. We're not dealing over here with bachudim. Bachudim don't know from these things. But they're married. Shema yavol de hergel davar, and therefore that will be permitted by them. And therefore they're wearing tefillin. And therefore Rashi says v'hai v'havadi also levazoyset lehenig b'hem kalas reish. Turn up on. Shachach v'shimish mitasa betefillin. What's the halacha? Ein oiches. You're not allowed to touch it. Loi b'ritzua v'lo b'ketzitza ad she yitol yadav. First wash your hands. V'yitleim. The Yitlim then take them up and say, "Hayadaim askoni yosein." Rashi, v'shema nagu b'mokam hatinoifes. So therefore, since he came with a kach, maybe his hands are dirty. Therefore, he has to first wash his hands before he touches even the ritzuos. Next Mishnah, ma'isa v'yulololam l'mibachem zaka elitay me'asat havshu. They brought a b'chem zaka to eat a piece of food. V'olam liel shtei koysava is two dates. Ki chayseves agasa. They brought to you the date. It does not, it says two dates. Udali shalmayim, a container of water. The Amru, they said, and what did they said? They said, Ha'alum l'sukkah. They don't, I don't want to, they brought over here to these people, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to Rabbi Gamliel, and they both said, and both of them said, we do not want to eat this outside the sukkah, bring these things to the sukkah. Uchashen nignu loy Rabbi Tzadok, when they gave Rabbi Tzadok, oichel pachos mikabetza, food less than the size of a beitza, not luba mapa. He took it with the mapa, the ochle chutz the sukkah. He took it with the mapa. The Mordechai goes all these things out and he adds the sukkah. The berach achre v'nam make a berach achareina. And by the way, what's very interesting over here is that you have over here two people here that are very famous from the Tisha B'Av Maisa.